You know, one of the most heretical phrases I hear today by evangelists, pastors, and Christians is this, that I've been saved by faith, or salvation is by faith. Men and women, that is not true. That is impossible. You say, wait a minute. What do you mean I haven't been saved by faith? Well, you can't be saved by faith. Look, if you could be saved by faith, you wouldn't need Jesus. Just build up your faith and you would be saved. You see, the value of Christian faith is not in the one who is believing, but rather in the one who is believed. The key to faith is not so much in the one who is trusting, but rather in the one who is trusted. It is the object of your faith, Jesus Christ, that gives value to your faith. If you remove the object, then your faith is worthless. It is Jesus and Jesus only who has the power to forgive you and to raise us from death unto life. You've got to understand this. I beg you to read this chapter in the unshakable truth. You see, you can't be saved by faith. Biblically, we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus. You remove the in Christ, and you can have all the grace and all the faith you want, and you won't be saved. This is why Paul said, if Christ be not raised from the dead, then your faith is worthless. It is the object of our faith that gives value to the very believing or faith that we have. And there is no human requirement to obtain God's offer of a relationship with Him. Again, Paul said in Ephesians, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, meaning in Jesus. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. You say, but do we have any evidence that Christ has the power, truly the power to save us? Oh, when you study the life of Christ, you see so much. For example, He was born of a virgin. Not too many have pulled that off. He fulfilled all the messianic prophecies written down hundreds of years before He was born. Every one of them literally fulfilled in His life. Then His miracles, oh, they were evidence that He truly is God's Son and has control over creation. He calmed a raging storm. Now think of this, He fed more than 5,000 people with only 5 loaves. Wow, I know a lot of people love to do that today and add 2 fish with it. He cast out demons. He walked in the water. And one of the biggest things everyone noticed was He healed the sick, those with illnesses. He restored people's sights. He caused them to be able to rise up and walk who had not walked for years. But you know one of the biggest things? He literally raised people from the dead. And rising from the dead Himself proved the point that He is the Messiah, the Son of God. Because if He has not conquered death Himself, then Paul said, your faith is useless and you are still under condemnation for your sins. As a result of being justified before God, the Holy Spirit then enters your life and you are adopted into His family. You become a child of God. And if you are a believer, think about the difference Christ has made in your life and then share that with others.